In downtown Marion, down the road from the Quilters Hall of Fame and an old-fashioned drive-in diner, one would never think church offices would house an art studio. Inside the warehouse, attached to the Gethsemane Episcopal Church offices, are four artists fresh out of college creating art in what they call the Marion Studio Project. It started with Madison Mosher, who moved to the building with former Indiana Wesleyan University roommate Sophie Stewart.
So the downstairs is the secretary's offices and pastor, and then we live upstairs, Sophie and I.
Mosher said by moving in and using the space for freelance work, she got noticed by the collective's current organizer, Eric Helvey.
He just thought it was a beautiful space and was like, where is this? So I had told him.
Helvey's plan was simple. Marion has space for art, but a sparse population of artists. New York City, on the other hand, has lots of artists, but recent college grads will have a hard time finding a place for their work. Since Helvey has connections in both places, he created the Marion Studio Project to bridge that gap and to have both locations share resources and connections. Non-artists might look at the Spartan studio space and think nothing of it, but the artists who work there love it.
Maybe there's something about having a white room with a concrete floor that just says art studio to me. Like every art building that I've been in, there's been at least one of those rooms.
It's not just the space that lets the artists do their best work. It's rubbing shoulders with each other that makes a big difference.
So my favorite part recently has been actually having people in the space. I think there's not a huge like artist community in Marion. And so that had been something that I've been kind of craving, just having like other creatives just around me, even just doing their thing.
The warehouse space isn't new. Once it was used for storage for a furniture store, and later a metal concert venue occupied its walls, Sophie Stewart said.
But people would go and just like sign all their band names and whatnot back there, and so having already a history of people being in this space and doing creative work and just whatever they wanted to just adds to more meaning to it.
Mosher said the city of Marion has already encouraged its new resident artists by funding a mural to be painted on the outside of the building. In Marion, Sarah Barker, IPR News.